We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Daf Samach Tes Mem Aleph, middle of Reish Tzad Gimel, halacha of Arvis, of Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos, and Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, Tzorch Lizor Melas Melacha, one has to be careful from doing Melacha on Matzah Shabbos, Ad Shiro Shlesh Kachav Mekitam, until you see three small stars. Loyim Vezorim, and the three stars should not be scattered, as you can see in Tamid Beis, and the Ritzufim, they should be continuous. The Imhu Yemem Unan. If it's a cloudy day, so what do you do then? Yam to not shiyet to suffering meliba. You have to wait until the doubt is removed from your heart. You know definitively that's night. It says Mishmarus of cotton bays that the you have to be careful melasa malacha from doing malacha. And kamam esam rishadikteh siv yud. There he discusses the halacha of havdala siv cotton gimel. You have to wait from doing malacha ad shiro until you see three small stars. Now b'kain l'chein asa. Now before that it's forbidden. Mishmarus fake yam because it's doubtful. It might still be daytime. Now, truth is, the Medina from Halacha, it's really enough with three medium-sized stars. We're just not so well-versed with that, because these might be the big stars that actually are visible even during the daytime, but it's not a sign of nighttime. Therefore, we require small stars, but the truth is, the medium ones are actually sufficient too. So you have to wait till you see three small stars. If the sky is shining like the light of the daytime. So then that time is not considered but the time of twilight. He writes, if the redness has been removed, the cold keepers of the key from the whole dome of the sky, on that side where the sun has set, then we're not concerned with the shine anymore. And it doesn't mean it's not even Benashmashas, it's considered nighttime already. But that also, you should know, the Besif at the first Sobe Perek Beis the Shabbos Matzah Shlesha Ketanim, he requires three small stars, Levad Shlesha Bein, meaning besides for the three medium-sized stars. But Leidat B'Kairi, I don't know his source. Hula Detami, maybe his reason is like this. Shemon Utei Medaba, maybe we're making a mistake as we continue to the days that we don't know him. Really, there are three big stars, because we really don't know astronomy at all. L'kachon Etzvichim Oid, K'chavim Ha'gidim Mehem. So if we require three stars bigger than them, so that you know, at least they're not the big ones. That's why he requires that too. Now, if you look over there, which Dershu 10 brings it, you see from their words that what the Shulchan Aruch wrote in the Rish Lamehid, that for Krishma of nighttime, you require three small stars. What it means in his words is that the medium stars in the beginning that seem like small, and when they get dark, they seem medium, and afterwards come out even smaller stars, and for those stars, what you have to wait for, says, so then, the word is understood simply, as we just explained, because they start off, and then you see the smaller. Don't mention this. Maybe because if other places, if the sky is cloudy, you can't see other stars, so then you should be leaning toward that one. You don't have to see three medium and three small. Nearly says the Mishmur appears to me, but Fimash Akas of Agra, according to the building going rise, the industry stock and numerous call keepers are the key. You have to wait until all the redness is removed from the whole dome of the sky. But it's such a shaka come on that side where the sun has set. Then the three stars are effective. Near it seems the Moyal Azbashakam, then it's sufficient. We're just seeing three small stars. You don't have to see also three medium stars, which the Shard Sin as Gimel says, because when you finish the Benashmash of Yehuda, that is when the upper part is dark and it's the same as the bottom part. So that starts right away the Bein Hashmash of Rabbi Yisi, according to what the Vilna Gaon writes, or up until 49 Amos, which is Be'erich a half a minute according to Shulchan Aruch, as the Gemara says with it, that's two medium sized stars in Kamat, it's already coming out the third star. It's obviously with it, which is like in the blink of an eye, Mela, then there's no more doubt anymore that to say maybe they're big. We don't want to suspect that anymore. Sivkat and Hay. Now, the three stars cannot be scattered. They have to be El Ritzuf, they have to be near each other. The reason is, Mishum Tesev Shabbos, because really it is enough, but we want to wait. The halacha is you have to add on from the weekday. But then the same thing is, Kesheresh Lech Kacham Ketanim Shein Ritzuf, and so too is when you see three small stars that are not connected. Mam Temaat Ach, again, you waited just a little bit after that. It's the same idea with Lasim Loch Eladim Malacha, because the Iker Tamar Tzuv, what's the reason why you need to connect, not scattered, is with Mishav Tesefis. So, Bekimish Him Temat, if you wait a little bit, and he hears if you add on, says Dagam Rav Vav, so that would be the same thing. You don't have to wait till they're actually connected. Sivkat and Vav. Now, if it's a cloudy day, what do? You wait, Achayetze, until the doubt is removed from your heart. Now, Mashal is Zachar Shulchan Aruch. This said the Shulchan Aruch does not mention Sheyamtan Asher Dal Mil to wait what we call 72 minutes, the amount of walking 4 mil, Meis Tchazah Shkir from when Shkir started. The Fima Shapasik Lel Basim Yisham Achav said Beis, like Rabbeinu Tam, is because the Efshid Demari maybe he's told Matalo Nid Lo Gemas Man Hashkir. You don't know when Shkir started, Mishma An, because of the cloud. But the truth is, yeah, you just count 72 minutes and you know for sure that Tzeisak Achavim already happened. Sipkan Zayin, until the doubt is removed and leave it from his heart. Now, Bimishle Mor Shoy, so he has a watch, a clock, that works well. But Yedei Bebir knows definitively that yesterday at this time was nighttime according to the Halacha. Which to be small stars. Which is really all of us. We do the same thing. We know based on calculation. You can rely on that. You can rely on a clock. Siv Gimel says the Mechaber. Mishu Anis. Someone that is beyond his control. He has to go and wait until it gets dark by the boundary for a mitzvah purpose that he has to go right after Shabbos. So Yochelis Baal Shal Matzah Shabbos, he could already daven his Meir of Matzah Shabbos Miplaga Mincha L'Mala from Plaga Mincha from 10 and 3 quarters hours in into the day. Well, Havdol Miyad, then to make Havdol right away. Obviously, I believe Baruch on there can't not make Baruch on the candle. I mean, not obviously, but V'Levchin Asa Basiyas Malacha Yezos Na'alav Du Malacha Tzitz Gechavim until the stars come out, even though you could have a marriage. Hagbah says Rama, but Noigim Loim Ruhurachim, the custom is to say Ruhurachim, Ubarchu, Barichis Noyim, with a lengthy sweetness, like we know, Buhu, Rachim, Kedil Hoizim Ochalakoydish, that's to add on from the weekly onto the holy, to extend Shabbos a little bit longer, we extend that Buhu, Rachim. Says Mishabur Sivkot and Ches. So someone that is honest, like for example, he has to wait by the boundary for a mitzvah purpose. I know that is. He already left when it was still Shabbos, when it was still daytime, to the end of the tchum, where you're not allowed to walk after that because Shabbos is a 2,000 amah tchum. He's waiting there till the evening. That right away when it gets dark, that he has to go for a mitzvah purpose. That's pressing. And there he's not going to find a cup to make avdolah on. So Zivkat and Taz. So he said, Yachal B'chul, he could daven Matzah Shabbos, he can make Abdullah, he just cannot make it on the candle. Now, Mekamakam Kazwa, Chorin, right, the Inlasses came not to do this. You don't find anyone that does this. The Davat Mu'ud Ram, it's a wondrous thing for the public. And Gam Shemi Yavoy Lachab Amlacha, it also might cause someone to be lenient regarding Malacha. Because he's like, oh, it's already Davat Mayer, whatever. But for the Amenuah, specifically in our days, the Noigan Lasses Tumit Kirabban, we always conduct ourselves like Rabban, and that is Shemispal, Minchad Erev. We don't mincha till the evening. But then the Medina also locked the Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos. So for sure, Mikah Halacha, it's forbidden to do early Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos. I mean, some opinions say that yeah, you could choose, you could do from Plaga Mincha already Ma'ariv, but we don't. So Matzah Shabbos would be the same thing. Never after Ma'ariv Shabbos Yesh Makil. Even though Ma'ariv Shabbos are those who are lenient, like we do this early Shabbos, we daven the Ma'ariv before Shkia. Hainu, that is Mishum the Mitzvah Lais Mukhal Hakodesh. That's because the Mitzvah to add on from the week down to the Holy, you're adding on, you're making Shabbos longer. Hashem, Matzah Shabbos, which you actually make Shabbos shorter, that one should not do. Sivkot Yud, but the Mechaber says that you could have from Plag and Ulahab Miyat to make Abdullah right away. However, Yamtum Likris Krishma Tzitz Kechavim, but even if you're davening, you should wait from saying Krishma up until Tzitz Kechavim, until the stars come out. The Halacha in the Rimaskal Ad says you have to wait from doing Malacha until you see three small stars. It says the Be'alacha difficult to me. It says, according to what the Mechaber Paskin, Rishon Mechav, like the Shin Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Machloik is, if Meshkiyah Zechama until the three stars is the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. If that's the case, if we see stars and we know that it's not yet finished the time of 4 mil, so obviously those stars have to be, quote unquote, the big stars. So why doesn't he stipulate over here the Mechaber that you have to finish the Shir of Dal Mil from the time of Shkiyah to have Tzitzik Echav? Maybe you could say that he holds that since we see three stars, we suspend them a stomach. That shir has finished. But you're right, if we know that it's not yet finished 72 minutes, in the Chanami, you have to wait till it's finished. So it says, subsequently I found in the Sefer Mechas Kayin that even according to Binu Tam, since we see the sign of the stars, you don't have to be makbid in the fact that it was not completed, the Dal Nul, even according to Binu Tam, you wouldn't have to wait necessarily for 72 minutes. Look at his reasoning. Now it appears to me that even according to the Mechas Kayin, Akapanim, it is appropriate that he should see then if the upper part of the sky has darkened and it's equal to the bottom part, since it is within the time of 72 minutes, which from the Gemara it's muchach, that the stars that's appropriate to rely on them, which is nighttime, they're seen dafka after what's called hichsav elyon b'shavu l'tachton, as we wrote later on in the Gemara, look over there. So you should at least make sure you have that mile marker. One should refrain from malacha until it's seen three small stars. Now it's mashma the Gemara and Shabbos Avraham and Hey, like when it says the maskal tray, that as long as it's not removed the admimus, the redness from the whole dome of the sky on that side where the sun has set, which that's called in the Gemara Hichs of Elgin Mashavat Tachton. Look later on what we write regarding this. One should not rely on the stars. And that's how it's written in the Biagra, that to differentiate regarding just with the stars, you have to be very well versed, because maybe these are stars that are seen during the daytime, and therefore the Amaram that would look. And if the redness was totally removed, and then the stars are affected. However, it's possible that that's dafka by medium stars, where there you can make a mistake regarding big ones, but not by small ones. But in your days, in Likute Hagra, there it's obvious that even on small stars, one should not rely on before it's this Hechs of Elgin Meshavala Tachten. According to what he explains over there in the beginning in his beer over there in Simchat Test, look over there, there's no Hech over this. It requires further analysis. Now, what's called hichsiv, that it's darkened? So it appears to me that that's when it's removed the redness from that place, and it's tilting towards whiteness, from the word of hichsiv panav, which is like his face turned white. That even the Rashi explains over there in Shabbos Lamadal, which is hishcher, darkness, blackness. It appears to me that lav davka, that literally blackness, because that extends a long period of time. Rather, it's whatever's removed the redness is included in hishcher, in blackness. And that's obvious from the Rashba, that it's removed the redness, it's called hichsiv, and that's as mashmos and the meiri that calls over the hichsiv with what the sharpness, the glare of the light has been removed. So afterwards, I found Bez Hashem in the Aruch, that explains explicitly, hichsiv is from the word of loivin, of whiteness. Look over there. However, the end, he brings over there the Lashon Yishami, which the Gemara brought in the Baruch Yishami says, hichsivu zeo ben hashmashas. Hichshiru nasel in shavalatachten, which is laila. But so it sounds like it is a shkiru. He says, maybe that's only to assist his words that Hichsiv is love, that love. It's not Hishcher. Shami disagrees with the Bible. He holds that even by Hichsiv Hishneim, it's been Hishmashas, and nighttime is not until Hishcher Hishneim. And that's a very gross mashman that the sun, the light has submerged from being red. That's called Hichsiv. And someone that's not Bucky and regarding Hichsiv or cloudy day, you should evaluate if it's Dal Milan from the beginning of Shki, which is 72 minutes.
And then Maskel Shleisha Kacham Kitanim. So you have to wait till you see three small stars. It says, look earlier in Simrish Tamachav in the Bialach, the Maskel Shahu, the end of the paragraph, which we verified, even according to the Shitz Agroa, one has to be careful regarding this, because in our countries, which are more north, the Manish Mash is much longer. And we don't have any other sign for nighttime except for the stars. It says, I saw people that they make a mahadrin, that's a very well good term for Hanukkah time, to fulfill the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, to light candles very early after Shkia, would they make a mistake? That they diligent themselves also much to Shabbos when it's not fully dark totally, and they rely on the Shita Zagra. The Benesh Mashas is not so long as well known, but it's a mistake, because the three stars you need according to everyone, and we're not so well proficient in medium size. We need small stars like the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. That's the most definitive sign of nighttime is Gemara Brachas Dabbei, Shabbos Dab Lamehei, Migil Dab Chav, and before that, it's a Safek Laila, and therefore that's not valid. The Masle Kuhin Shetzorch LaHachshech. Like if someone's on this, and because he has to wait on by the boundary for the Vamitzah to go right after Shabbos. So he says, when the words of Magen Ram, it sounds like that, so that a person doesn't have to daven on the road when he's traveling, he's allowed to go and daven earlier in his house. So I didn't quote it, because Sivkon Hey, he writes that one should wait from St. Krishma until Tzadik HaChavim, and should not be Semach Gula Tefillah, and that he already writes himself in Sim Peites, that the belt relies on right now, on the one who says that Semach Gula Tefillah is better than Tefillah Ma'umad, than davening, standing up. And that's what he writes in Sefer Tzadik HaShabbos. So therefore, I didn't quote what he says over here. Some of the Dirshu, Dirshu number 10, which the Mishbura referenced to Bechi Yosef, and he says, look over there, which it's explained their words, Matihud Bechi Yosef, that this is the Shulchan writes in Rish Lamehid, that for Krishma of nighttime you need three small stars. What it means is, so we said this right. And Dirshu number 11, if you see 10 stars in the sky, and Aruch Rabbeinu, they write that they heard the name of the Chaznish, then for sure there's already three small stars. Dirshu number 12, Mishpreitz and Sifkot and Hay, that the Ikatam of the Ritzufim is because of Taisus Shabbos, as the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Shamachaf, that some say that you have to add Mechol HaKadosh. Mishpreitz explained over there that this halacha was said both when Shabbos starts and when Shabbos ends. And there's no time for this addition, Meaning you don't have this on this time of addition, not a lav, not karas, but just a mitzvah. Let's say the Be'alach adds on them, but then the Shulchan Aruch here it's proved that he says him like the Yashayim over there that there is a chiv to meisim, but the Shabbos also mechal kodesh. Now the shiur of this man to the Shabbos, the Morgan Ram writes in Kopei Ches that there's no mitzvah but to add on just a little bit after the end of Shabbos, and that's how it's written in the Sefer Teis of Shabbos in the Aruch Hashulchan. Morgan Ram over there brings it according to the Oyelas Tamid, the time of Teir Shabbos is up until an hour and a quarter from the beginning of the night time. It's the Siddur B'Yakov from the Yavitz. He writes that the additional time is around a quarter of an hour after the end of Shabbos. Addition number 14, if there's a possibility to make Abdullah when the stars come out, but he's not good to daven Ma'ir, but it's a Chacham Til. David writes that since it's permitted for him to daven Ma'ir when it's still daytime, so he's allowed to also then make Abdullah on the Kais then also. Addition number 15, Mishpura had said that the Chayim right not to do that because it's a Timur L'Rabim, unless you make him to make him regarding Malach if he daven Ma'ir early. Now, even in a situation that if he does not make Abdullah Ma'ir when it's still daytime, he's not going to have an opportunity to make Abdullah, but by Tuesday, and Mr. Breitz and Reish Tzadik test, it's better to make Abdullah on Tuesday, not on Shabbos when it's still daytime. Therefore, so sick people and elderly people that they usually go to sleep when it's still daytime, Shivish Levi writes, don't permit for them to make Abdullah when it's still daytime, because this het is only for a yachid and shasat chak, a pressing situation, but it's not a het to Rabban to do that in a steady way. Rather, they should make Abdullah on Sunday, and he adds on also in such a situation that he's not so comfortable, they should do that in a permanent way. Now, Yom Tov defaults on a Matzah Shabbos that they make Abdullah during Kiddush. Shem Zaman instructed that in the pressing situation, for example, for an elderly person or sick person, maybe it could be lenient to make Kiddush and Abdullah when it's still daytime, but without a candle, and also don't do any Melacha till nighttime. Now, if someone has Dominic Leshid Rabbeinu Tam when Shabbos ends, and he wants to hear Abdullah before 72 minutes from someone who does not wait for the time of Rabbeinu Tam, Shlomo Zalman instructed that he could be Yitzah his Chiv Abdullah, and even though the one who is hearing cannot drink from the cup of Abdullah at that time, that's not Ma'akas. Addition number 17, he said you should wait from saying Kriyishma till Tzitzik Chav. Now, regarding the Bracha Berim Summon, when you make Abdullah when it's still daytime, Prim Gwen writes that to be in doubt if you should make that bracha when you make Abdullah, or should you make the bracha by Tzitzik Chav, because that's actually when Neshama Yisrael is leaving. However, in another place, the Prim Gwen writes that you should make the bracha on Besam when he makes Abdullah when it's still daytime, and if he happens to have Besam Matzah Shabbos, he's not sure if he should make a bracha on them then. Someone is fasting Matzah Shabbos and makes Abdullah when it's still daytime. He writes in Rish Tzadik Tez that permitted him to eat and drink after Abdullah until nighttime. Someone makes Abdullah when it's still daytime, and after that he remembers that he did not make Kiddush at nighttime. Where the Aloch is, he can still make Kiddush during the daytime. Shulchan Aruch writes in Rish Alav, he's not sure, Shlomo Zalman, if he can make Kiddush because since it's still daytime, and it's not time to disaster, because since also at the time of Kiddush, when Shabbos starts, and Abdullah's when Shabbos ends, you learn from the Pasuk of Zechus and Shabbat Kachet. So maybe you could actually still be able to, even though, so to speak, you made it nighttime. He also adds on elsewhere that the Aderis already had that Safik. So if after someone davened Ma'arib, and he made Abdullah when still daytime, he remembers that he did not make Berachas HaMazon by Shabbos Shudish, but Shabbos HaMazon is not sure, you say he would say Berachas HaMazon, since technically it's still daytime.